This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
Okay, hey, I'm Outspoken Diva. I'm a blogger, and you can read my stuff at Thoughts of an Outspoken Diva at outspokendiva.blogspot.com. And on social media, you can find me on Instagram or Twitter at outspoken_diva. Pretty much, I grew up in Dallas, where I live now, pretty much in the same house that I live in. Now, I moved back about 15 years ago, but I was born in the latest of the 70s, so I am an 80s baby, but a 90s teenager. So I actually saw when things kind of changed, like in the 80s, pretty much the pattern in our house was my mom. Growing up in our house, we grew up with a lot of people up until I was 12. It was my grandparents. This is their house. My mom, my siblings, my brother and sister, and then my youngest aunt, and she had two kids until she got married when I was 12. So our house was pretty much a lot of people, busy people, but, you know, we had room, lots of love, all that kind of stuff. And growing up on Saturdays, since our folks worked, we woke up pretty quiet. You turn the TV on, and by the time I was six, I knew how to make my own breakfast. And when I say make my own breakfast, that was more than just pour the cereal, pour the milk. No, I'm talking about peanut butter toast, cheese toast, scramble some eggs. Because also, we also had to take care of my brother who had special needs and had cerebral palsy. So we all kind of band together, but we had to be quiet because our folks were asleep until maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock. So you watch TV. And pretty much it was the cartoons. It used to be some claymation cartoon. Like they were like commercials on ABC. Those were fun. Those were real fun. They were always like some kind of guy crooning with some ladies saying after these messages, we'll be right back. Or there was like this claymation dog. And then there was the Smurfs and then the Wuzzles. But when we knew that it was time for cartoons to go off, there was this one show on CBS called CBS Storybook. But it was, to us, it was very cool because it had closed captioning on it. Like nowadays, people take closed captioning for granted on your TV. That was not on your TV. I remember my first TV that I bought and in the 90s, and I was so crunk because it had closed captioning already on it. But this show, I guess in a way to make kids read, we read, you know, they encouraged us to read because that was the closed caption. It had like Malcolm Jamal Warner was one of the hosts. And I want to say one of the kids off of Growing Pains, maybe like Kirk Cameron or whoever was his friend. And then we knew once that went off, that was the signal for Soul Train to come on. And after Soul Train went off, you know, we danced around and stuff. My mom let us do that. And my aunt let us do that. But then that after Soul Train, that meant we had to do our work. And we had to do our work because at that time, our folks, you know, my grandparents, my aunt stayed most of the time. But my grandparents, and my mom, they would go to the grocery store. That meant we had to get all our work done, you know, whatever, mopping, whatever, whoever needed to fold clothes, wash the dishes, make sure my brother and anybody who was under the age of five was fed, you know, lunch or whatever, anything that we needed to get done by the time they got back. So that was probably like maybe 2-3 hours. And we didn't go to kids talk about going to the grocery stores and their mom said that whatever, don't touch nothing. We didn't go that often, so we didn't get that lecture. We only went Easter, back to school time, and Christmas time. So, you know, we knew don't go in there, you know, mess up, don't F up, because you ain't going back again, you know, because you only went really to the store, to the mall when you needed shoes or, you know, she needed you, you know, she couldn't figure out what your clothes, you know, what size you were. So, yeah, we stayed at home. So we got our work done. And Saturdays, we pretty much still function like this on Saturdays. Saturday's junk food day. We eat fast food. There's no vegetable in sight. So, you know, we knew no one was going to really cook. Or if they cooked, it was like something like a chili dog or grilled cheese sandwich or something like that. And then when they honked the horn, you got outside and you got everybody pick up some groceries. If they, my grandfather had to honk the horn twice, oh, somebody was going to get hit. So that was not, no, when you hear the horn, you get outside. And then we, you know, we bring in the groceries, put the groceries up. Whoever needed their hair washed or whatever, we get that done. And then after dinner, that signaled another show that we watched called Solid Gold. Well, us kids and my mom and my aunt would watch that. My grandparents would watch Hee Haw. Solid Gold was like this show similar to Soul Train, but it had like a puppet named Madam, who I found out later on as an adult was a drag queen. That was interesting. And she always cracked jokes, kind of inappropriate jokes now that I think about it. And it was kind of like Soul Train, but it had like Dionne Warwick and a lady named Marilyn McCoo. So, and they had like the Soul Train, I mean, not the Soul Train, Solid Gold dancers, and they wore gold clothes, gold lamé clothes. And then after that, we watched whatever, like if it was A-Man or Golden Girls or 227 and that stuff, or we watched whatever was the Saturday night movie on HBO. Then Saturdays, we didn't have, in the 80s, we never had a curfew or a bedtime. Just make sure you can get up Sunday morning. So after the news, we watched Showtime after Apollo. And then there was a local dance show called Club K104. They had it at this club called Club Countach. And we used to think it was funny because we could always find people that we actually knew on the show. I'm talking about, like, you know, people from the neighborhood. Like, oh, they were, to us, they were like so grown. But like now they were like, you know, older teenagers or in their 20s, you know, dancing and stuff. And we used to think it was so cool because, like, some of them, you know, you see them on Sunday mornings and they just, you know, fine and normal. Then that's when we found out that they actually taped the show on Wednesdays. And I'm like, oh, y'all don't go out on Saturdays? I was like, who has time to go out on Saturdays? I was like, oh, okay. That's interesting. But then that show went off and then it was the, oh, it was a show. By the time I was 12, there was a show called Flavor TV. And it showed all the hot music videos. And by then I stopped watching cartoons. My auntie got married and then I was ended up the youngest person in the house. So that also signaled more cleaning responsibilities, more, you know, cooking responsibilities and stuff like that. So I would start my day a little earlier than 12 o'clock. Oh, by then my sister was in college. So, you know, it was kind of just me, you know, so I ended up, you know, a lot of the chores were on me. So I would start my day before 12 o'clock. So I would get up and by then TV had also changed. There was not the Wuzzles and the Smurfs and the Saved by the Bells. It was the WB. And we watched Tiny Toons and Pinky and the Brain and X-Men and all of that stuff. And then also, I used to tape the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers during the week because it came on after I went to school. And like people who watched soap operas, you know, and they catch up, you know, on Saturdays or at night or whatever, I caught up on Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on Saturday. So that was cool. And, you know, still had to get my work done. They honked the horn and yeah, you had to get the groceries in. And by then Solid Gold was off and it was talking on the phone or maybe by then I would have, we might have gone to the movies. And every now and then you sprinkle in a church activity or going to get your hair done and stuff like that, like maybe that morning, or you have some kind of church meeting or school meeting in the afternoon. But yeah, I also noticed that people were still, you know, too tired to go out on Saturdays. And now that I'm older, I noticed that, yeah, I kind of still function that same way. Like people that I grew, you know, the older people, like they're now in their 50s and 60s. And I see myself on Saturdays, if I go out, I need a nap first because, you know, who parties on Saturdays now? So, yeah, that's pretty interesting to me. So, yeah, that's how I grew up my Saturdays. Hey, this is Outspoken Diva. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. I appreciate it. And don't forget to check out my blog, Thoughts of an Outspoken Diva, at outspokendiva.blogspot.com. And yeah, thanks again.